From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, good evening. I'm Jevy E. Banks with a look at your latest local news. Police are asking the public for help locating 22-year-old Michael Golab of Georgetown, who's wanted in connection with an attempted murder investigation. Golab is described as 5 feet 10 inches, dark-skinned, and currently sporting a low-cut hairstyle. Officers warned that anyone who sees him should not approach, but instead note his location and call 911 immediately. Members of the public with information on his whereabouts can contact the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222. Police also remind residents that hiding a wanted person or misleading officers is a criminal offense. Anonymous tips can be submitted through the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777 via the RCIPS website or through Cayman Crime Stoppers, either online or through the Cayman Crime Stoppers app. At a sitting of Finance Committee this afternoon, members are tasked with approving more than $134 million in supplementary appropriations, and they're being told the country is still on track for a year-end surplus. The request touched nearly every corner of government, from schools and roads to conservation land and Cayman Airways. Finance Minister the Honourable Ralston Anglin, who chairs the committee, tells members the money responds to pressures that have emerged since the budget was passed.
Honourable members, the supplementary appropriation requests before you reflect the needs of our community and government's commitment to responsibly addressing emerging pressures while maintaining compliance with the framework for fiscal responsibility.
The headline figure, $134.3 million in Section 12 spending. The biggest single share, $49 million, goes to education. Another $52.8 million is earmarked for infrastructure, including land buys and a major Port Authority project. Despite the added spending, Minister Anglin says the books still balance.
So core government, we're projecting an operating surplus of $10.5 million, which is just slightly, approximately $600,000 less than the $11.1 million that was in the original budget documents. Core government is, of course, still projected to borrow the same amount that was in the budget. Core government is forecast to maintain compliance with all 6 measures of responsible financial management as at the 31st of December 2026.
A standout item, $12 million from the Environmental Protection Fund to buy conservation land. Planning Minister the Honourable J. E. Banks confirms it targets parcels long sought by the public.
This particular $12 million for land purchase for conservation use identifies at least 3 large parcels in the Barkas land area.
It also includes a section of Owen Island, which the minister stresses will remain available for public use.
I would not be a person that would preserve something and say that the people couldn't even walk on the edge of the beach to enjoy it, when we know a lot of our people in Little Cayman and Cayman Brac do go to Owen Island and actually enjoy the beach there.
No new borrowing is required, and officials say strong financial service revenues and record stamp duties are paving the way. The Minister of Finance says core government ended its first 5 months with an overall surplus of nearly $268 million. The Premier says early economic indicators suggest the Out of This World Music Fest delivered a, quote, meaningful contribution to the Cayman Islands economy. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Fielding a parliamentary question, the Honourable Andre E. Banks told MPs government support of the May 30th festival was, quote, deliberately targeted and modest, with all operational and safety services billed directly to the organisers under established cost recovery arrangements.
As such, no government revenue was foregone. 2 government entities provided direct financial support to the event. Cayman Islands Department of Tourism, CI 150,000 sponsorship to promote the Cayman Islands as a destination, support shoulder season tourism, and generate international visitation during an off-peak month. And from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage, CI 25,000 grant to support local talent.
Cayman Airways provided 32 complimentary tickets valued at $30,000 along with a $6,000 joint radio promotion in the Miami market.
While the full economic assessment is still being finalized, the organizers provided preliminary economic impact data to the Department of Tourism. These initial reports are suggesting that the concert generated a net positive economic contribution to the Cayman Islands.
With more than 9,600 attendees, the Out of This World Music Fest was one of the largest events in the Cayman Islands. Premier Ebanks says organizers report approximately $500,000 CI dollars injected directly into Caymanian businesses across production, beverage and wholesale, accommodation and travel, security and logistics, media and marketing, and licensing.
The government will review the final economic impact assessment once completed and will continue to evaluate the return on its strategic investment in events of this nature.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. MPs reject a private member's motion from the leader of the opposition asking government to set up a tourism climate resilience fund. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
While tabling the motion in the House, the Honorable Joey Hugh described the creation of a Tourism Climate Resilience Fund as a way to, quote, adequately protect the assets upon which Cayman's tourism industry depends.
There's nothing radical about planning ahead. There's nothing controversial about studying options. And there's nothing unreasonable about asking whether we are doing enough to protect the assets that generate so much economic activity throughout our three islands.
But government ultimately rejected the motion, with Minister for Sustainability, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, saying her administration is not, quote, persuaded that a standalone tourism climate resiliency fund is necessary or advisable at this stage, as government is already working on an overall umbrella climate resiliency fund, a portion of which can help with tourism matters.
Climate resilience is a whole economy issue. Tourism is one of the most climate-sensitive sectors, but is not the only sector deeply affected.
She says her government is committed to, quote, advancing the Climate Resiliency Fund and Climate Change Council envisioned in Cayman's climate policy.
A fund of this nature cannot be created casually. It must be properly legislated, transparent, accountable, and capable of meeting the fiduciary and reporting standards expected of both local stakeholders and international climate finance partners. Despite having the Environmental Protection Fund in place, supplemental funding will be needed to implement the climate change policy. The Climate Resilience Fund, once established and operationalized, will serve as a means to not only generate money through local sources, but as a vehicle to receive international climate finance.
The climate policy stipulates that the Climate Resiliency Fund will be set up through local legislation and fund the timely implementation of updates to the climate policy. It goes on to say funds can be derived from a variety of sources, such as proceeds from sales of carbon offsets, grants made to the Cayman Islands government, or levies on carbon-intensive products. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full Climate Change Policy 2024 through 2050 at gov.ky/documents. It's a first for the Cayman Islands, an active school drill at a local school.
We undertook a lockdown drill for our active intruder on the campus here at Clifton Hunter. We did some observations of the procedures that staff and students would have undertaken and a fairly good response for a first-time effort.
Department of Education Services Director Mark Ray tells CIG-TV Monday's exercise in partnership with the police service was part of a broader training designed to equip incident commanders and school personnel with skills to respond to a school shooting.
We think that there were a number of things that were done quite well, and there are a number of things that are areas for development. So we will take the feedback from all of the observers and incorporate it so that ultimately we get a really strong position in terms of a response framework if we have an active intruder, not just on this campus, but on any of our campuses and across the education landscape here in the Cayman Islands.
Officers and first responders move through the school grounds as a part of the controlled scenario, simulating how authorities would manage an active shooter situation in a real-world setting. Further sessions are planned across the Cayman Islands. If you're planning to travel and shop, you'll soon be able to bring back more before paying duty. Parliament has raised the personal duty-free allowance for the first time in 8 years. That's great for shoppers, but not necessarily for local businesses. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Starting the 1st of July, the personal duty-free allowance climbs from 500 CI to 800, with a temporary jump to $1,000 for July, August, and then in December. For households squeezed by the cost of living, it's welcome relief. But Chamber CEO Will Pinot says residents should also think about the bigger picture.
The Chamber welcomes any measure that helps ease the cost of living for residents. However, we also encourage consumers to consider, you know, the broader impact of where they choose to spend their money. When residents shop with local businesses, those dollars stay in our economy. They support Cayman-based jobs, they create employment opportunities, they generate government revenue that funds essential public services and enables businesses to invest, expand, and support community initiatives.
Mr. Pinot says local retailers carry costs that overseas sellers don't, and there are some benefits to shopping local.
Local retailers face significant operating costs, including their import duties, rent, utilities, insurance, and staffing. But they also provide the convenience, you know, of immediate availability, warranties, after-sales service, and the ability to resolve issues locally. We ask everyone to remember that supporting local businesses is ultimately an investment in the Cayman Islands economy, our workforce, and our future prosperity. You know, strong local businesses mean more jobs, greater economic resilience, and certainly a stronger community for us all.
The Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce has been advocating for local businesses for 61 years. You can read their article on the duty-free allowance by visiting caymanchamber.ky. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Finally this evening in the courts, a grand court trial is underway for Dwayne Jordan Williams, charged in connection with a September 2025 shooting in Georgetown. He faces counts of attempted robbery, wounding with intent, firearm offenses, reckless acts, and possession of ganja. Police say the victim was shot during a struggle after two men attempted to rob him. Williams was arrested days later following a vehicle pursuit. The Crown continues to call police witnesses, and the trial before Justice Emma Peters is expected to run throughout the rest of the week. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.